Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Three weeks ago, my family and I were camping over at the Atlantic Shore Pines Campground in Tuckerton, New Jersey. It's a great little family getaway. There's a store, people are barbecuing, they got a pool. It really is a family adventure. My family has been going here for the past few years outside of 2020 due to the Rona. There's a couple of other camping locations out here in Jersey, but this one was always our favorite. My parents own a 24-foot RV that we usually take everywhere we go when it comes to camping. They rarely do the whole tent camping thing. Even though it's considered more legit, it's still just more comfortable to take the RV. And I was not going to complain about that. I'm just your typical 16-year-old teenager that complains when it's too cold and complains when it's too hot. I don't like mosquitoes and I don't like any type of insects whatsoever anyways. I always tried to be respectful to my parents. I never tried to complain too much when it came to camping and hiking activities. Both my parents are not originally from New Jersey. Even though they grew up in a city, they've always wanted to be more of the outdoorsy type, or at least try to be. Or in other words, in my mind, pretend to be. My dad is actually really cool. I remember when I was younger in our backyard, he would watch all these little YouTube videos of people building cabins out in the wilderness, and he actually tried to build this little hobbit thing for me in the backyard, made out of rocks and wood and watered down mud. He even made a little fire pit that we all could use in the backyard that was right in front of the circular entrance doorway. It was quite cute, it's still there to this day. I haven't used it in years, but still, 6 months worth of work for him trying to figure it out, it was adorable. It was only a one-night stay. Typically, my family would do the whole weekend, but due to my parents' work schedule, we had to make a quick trip and just booked one night in advance. We arrived there Saturday morning and set everything up. My duty was to make sure that all the firewood was gathered up by the fire pit ready for that evening. My mother helped my father with whatever they had to do. I didn't really pay too much attention. I'm just happy that I had cell phone reception. That actually saved my life. And I'll tell you how. Fast forward after lunchtime. My parents were just in the lawn chairs telling some jokes or talking about whatever grown-ups talk about. I was bored out of my mind. I was constantly on Facebook looking at notifications and Instagram and things like that. But even that eventually got boring. I told my parents that I was going to go walk around because I'm bored out of my mind on a trip that I didn't want to go to. That was a little snobby, and I regret it looking back now. All I did was wander around the campsite, waving and saying hello to the friendly people that also occupied the vicinity. There wasn't too many kids my own age, not that I saw at least. It was in the evening hours, and the sun was going to be setting pretty soon. Which didn't bother me, because I had my phone with me, which also had a flashlight on it, so I didn't really care. I wandered around countlessly, bored out of my mind, until eventually where I reached a wooded area where there was no trail. At least, not one that was meant for anyone to cross. What made me become adventurous that moment? I can't really say. I didn't really have a reason why I was so curious, but I was. There was a narrow little path that looked like somebody had made at one time. I was literally just a few minutes away from where my parents were, and I figured, why not? Maybe I'll find something cool, hell, anything to make the time pass as I was completely bored. I turned on my flashlight on my phone because, like I mentioned earlier, it was starting to get a little dark. But it wasn't there yet, I just had it on just for comfort. I tracked on for a few minutes at a very slow pace. I wasn't in any rush to go anywhere. Eventually, I made it to an open clearing a couple of minutes later. I wasn't on the trail for too long before I came across this open area that looked like, maybe, in the past, this was actually part of the camping location. It definitely looked like it was, from what I saw. There was a couple old, rusted fire pit things sticking out of the overgrown grass. They were at least 15 feet apart from each other, so maybe it was a couple of tent camping locations from back in the day. There was this wooden shack that was off in the distance on the right-hand side behind those areas. It was small, probably about 5 feet wide, and I had no clue how deep it went. It was closed, but partially open as the door was cracked open, maybe a few inches or so. There was no windows, and the wood was rotting. It looked like it could barely hold up. I kind of walked around a little bit. I didn't venture too far into the area because I'm a chicken for bugs and stuff like that, and that includes snakes and anything else for that matter. I started to walk back towards that thin trail to get back to the campsite to go back to my parents, when I heard some ruffling noises behind me, followed by some creaking noise. I remember the hair on the back of my neck standing up. I had goosebumps all over both of my arms, and I just stood there. Do I dare turn around? I remember thinking to myself. And of course, I turned around. In the distance, inside that shed, is when I saw this black claw-like thing gripping the outside edge of that door. The fingers were human-like, but long, with razor-sharp-looking nails on the ends. The hand was covered in fur like some kind of werewolf. I remember putting my hand over my mouth, about ready to scream. I dialed my dad on my cell phone as soon as that happened. The door slowly crept more open, inch by inch. I was on the verge of crying when my dad asked me where I was, that he was out looking for me, as I hadn't checked in for quite a bit. I told him what direction I headed from their site, and where that trail entrance was located at. I told him that I ventured off into the woods, and I shouldn't have, that I found this open clearing, and I found some abandoned-looking camping spots, and a shed, but I wasn't alone. At this point, I was already walking backwards on the trail, making sure that thing didn't fully come out of that shed. I turned around to see if I could see my dad in the distance in the clearing, but I couldn't see him just yet. But he said he had just entered the trail. I turned around and started walking at a faster pace in my dad's direction as I could hear him talking to me in the distance and over my phone. I turned a quick glance behind me in the direction of that old shed to see that the door was completely open and the shed was now empty. That started to freak me out. I think I see you up ahead! And he started raising his voice as he was talking to me on the phone. Maybe he was trying to spook whoever the hell was out here with me, or whatever it was. I saw my dad in the distance, and as I was freaking out and running in his direction, I couldn't help but hear the howl in the background. A howl that I've never heard before. It was no coyote. That I am 100% sure of. It sounded like it was pretty far off, probably even farther than the shed itself. Yet, I can't help but think that that same thing that was inside that shed was the same thing that made that howl. Dear Zach, I hope you enjoy my story and you will narrate it on your channel. It's not a very long story, but maybe you could mix it in with some other stuff. I live in a small town about 2 hours south of Toronto, Canada, near the US border. And when I mean small, I mean less than 10,000 people. There terribly isn't too much going on out here other than factory work and restaurants. I won't give you complete details or a background check of myself because it really means nothing to the story. In 2015, I work a swing shift at work, by the way. It was just past 11 p.m., and I had gotten on the city bus heading back home. I do not drive. I've never learned, and I've never wanted to learn. Even the mention of me getting behind the wheel just freaks me out. Even to this day, I refuse to drive. Once I exited the bus, my house was only a couple of blocks away from the bus stop. There was only a few houses in our part of town. Main Street was where the bus station was located at, so I do have to walk kind of through a rural area to get towards my house. It's really not that big of a deal, but in the winter time, it really sucks. As I was walking home, I'm the only person out at this hour. Most people's house lights were already turned off, with the occasional people that forgot that their porch light was on. And that's when I saw something. Out in the field to my left is when I saw it. I saw this large black creature running on its back legs like a man, through the fields and disappearing behind some trees. It all happened so fast, but I saw it clear as day in the darkness. The nearby streetlight kinda helped with that. This creature resembled a dog, but it was completely dark, like it was black and fur. It was kinda far off, so it's really hard to tell, but it definitely had a canine head and ears. I stopped walking when I saw this thing running across the field and disappearing behind the trees. I was in total shock and I didn't know what exactly I was looking at. I was very cautious the rest of the way home, still shocked, trying to figure out what the hell I had just seen. I've done some research, and listened and watched to a lot of YouTube videos to figure this out. But it was a real-life dogman. I was canoeing with my best friend back in the day in North Carolina. I won't give any specific details because I don't really want people to know who I am. I just want to share my experience for those that will listen. If you live in the South, then you know there's lots of lakes and rivers and plenty of things to do out here in the outdoors. I was out with my best friend Trisha. That I will say. There's a million Trishas out there. Good luck figuring us out. We had been canoeing for about 2 hours. It was a perfect day outside, and the humidity wasn't all that bad that day. Surrounded by trees and beautiful landscape, you couldn't really ask for anything more. While I was out there with my friend, I saw something. My friend did not. She was paddling just a little bit better than myself, and I was probably recording this live on Instagram or something of the nature. I saw a dogman up a hill, just on the side of the waterbank. I know the difference between a wolf and a coyote and any other kind of forest animal. This was none of those. It was a real dogman. It was running on all fours, but it was at least 4 times the size of a coyote. It was completely jet black, full of fur, and its eyes, I swear to you, they were glowing, even in the daytime. It never seemed to notice me or my friend out on the water as it was casually running around. 1 minute you saw it, and the next you didn't. I really only saw it for a split second, but it was definitely a dogman. Everything that I've seen online and heard about on YouTube describes this thing perfectly. I never really believed in any of this until I saw it myself. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the allegedly true dogman stories today. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. If you're new to the channel, you best be doing that, because I know. I have a way of keeping tabs on who's here, who subscribes and who doesn't, who's here just for a quick thrill and then disappears on me. Ooh. Have a good night.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.